Two new laws are helping to guide efforts to improve transparency and minimize corruption: the Petroleum Commission Act and the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. They aim to empower citizens to demand accountability from government as Ghana develops its petroleum sector. Stephen Mantel is chairman of the Civil Society Platform on Oil and Gas, and he described the legislative push towards openness as a rarity in Africa. And he says, unfortunately, regulations are yet to be developed to make one of the laws workable. In particular, a public interest and accountability committee has not been set up to monitor the management and use of petroleum revenues. It would also provide a platform for public debate on the spending of the revenues.
The absence of regulations to the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. We do have a similar challenge in the mining sector, where we had a mining act in 2006, and it was only in 2012 that regulations to the act were developed. And when you have a situation like this, it becomes very difficult to operationalize the law that has been developed to manage the sector.
Mantel says the Public Interest and Accountability Committee is poorly funded. The institution has no office space and is currently operating with the support of the German Development Agency and of non-governmental organizations such as Revenue Watch Institute. Another challenge confronting Ghana's oil industry is the failure of companies to reach a target of 12,000 barrels per day. Current production levels fall between 60,000 and 80,000 barrels per day, indicating shortfalls in the government's projected revenues. Meanwhile, foreign companies continue to dominate the sector. Government policies meant to encourage the participation of local business in the industry is not making much impact. Mantel attributes the problem to high fees the government has established for any company wanting to get involved in the lucrative oil business.
In my view, these fees are exorbitant. Some of the companies are required to have turnover up to about $5 million, and to pay a subscription fee of $30,000 renewable on the payment of $25,000. And this, to many Ghanaians, is exorbitant, in fact, unaffordable.
The government is also encouraging the use of local expertise, goods, services, and financing arrangements in the oil sector. Kwame Jantua is the chief executive officer of the African Energy Consortium. He says the Petroleum Commission, which regulates such policies, must do more to train Ghanaians.
So when will Ghanaians now, in the next 10 years, take control of the industry? And that's the crux of the matter. What did Brazil do? They invested in their people, for their people to go out and learn and come back. Trinidad and Tobago did the same. Norway did the same. Why can't we do it in Ghana?
Jantua is not sure whether the oil industry has been managed well in 2012. For example, by law, all company agreements with the government must be made public. But he says the details of some contracts have not yet been disclosed.
Another issue is this collateralization of the revenue, and where 70% of the revenue is put into the consolidated fund. How do you target the revenue into projects? Once it goes in the consolidated fund, how do you supervise how that money is being spent?
Jantua says government is voted into power to serve the people, so it has to be open about how oil money is being spent. If it fails to do so, Ghana could join the ranks of other African oil-producing nations where proceeds are unaccounted for and a little of it benefits the average person. Joanna Mante for VOA News, Accra.